Hi everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Sam.
And today we're going to take a look at our translation article.
Oh.
I know this is a lot of, for a lot of people, it's not really their favorite thing to do.
No.
Yeah, but it's okay. I think once you get used to looking at the sentences and you start to build these things, I think it becomes easier and easier.
Okay, 没有错。今天呢，我们就是又要来看看我们的这个 translation, 也就是翻译的单元哦。大家来听到翻译可能眉头一皱，发觉事情不对劲。不过不要担心呢，因为今天呢 Tiffany 跟 Sam 也就是我呢，在这边呢就会呢补充给大家一些不管是连接词也好，片语也好，希望能够帮助大家呢以后看到 translation 看到翻译的时候呢不要这么害怕咯。
Yeah, that's right. Practice makes perfect. Alright, so let's take a quick break and let's look at our sentences to translate now.
OK, 所以呢我们看到第一个句子了，每当我去看电影时，我都会选择看喜剧而不是悲剧。
Okay, so I hear a key word here. I hear something about the movies, am I correct?
Movies, yes.
Okay. 没有错，
我们看到电影了 movies.
So when I think about things like this, when I see sentences like this, I first take a look at the subject. So I know it's about movies. So I will have a lot of ideas about maybe the cinemas or something like that go on in my head.
Okay, 所以呢，当我们看到这个句子要翻译的时候，我们马上看到主题是什么。抓到主题之后呢，你脑中呢应该就要出现一些相关的字眼了，比方说像我们看到电影 movies, 你可能就会想到 cinema 剧院啊，或者是 movie theater 等等，这些单字就会一一在你的脑海里出现了。
So shall we take a look at the first part and translate this together?
OK, 没有错，每当我们去看电影时OK, 我们一起来看怎么翻哦。因为呢是每当哦，每当呢表示是一个习惯。所以呢当我们在看句子的时候，最重要的呢赶快要先来决定它应该用什么时态咯。那呢因为它是一个习惯，我们说每当嘛。所以呢我们这个句子呢应该要用现代简单式来说明了，现在简单式。OK, 那呢我们看到每当这个字我们怎么翻译呢，我们可以用 every time。就是呢我们后面呢加上一个主词动词一个子句，逗号后面再加上一个主词动词另外一个子句了，也就是说呢每当什么事情发生了就会有另外一件事情发生。例如我们举个例子， Every time Sally visits, she brings me a gift. 每次莎莉来拜访，她必定会带礼物给我。那 every time 呢我们一样可以用另外一个字，我们可以说 each time, 是一样的意思，都是呢表示每一次。我们呢也可以用双重否定的用法了，我们可以说比方说 Sever never visits without bringing me a gift, 他没有一次呢是没有带礼物的，也就是呢每一次来拜访的时候他必定都会带礼物给我。 OK, 所以呢 every time, each time, 或者是呢我们用双重否定来表示每当。 And Tiffany, what else would you use?
Well, like you said, every time, each time, they both kind of mean the same thing. So every time or each timeI think they're both fine. I would also use something else. I would say whenever. Whenever,
okay.
I think the sentence is whenever I go to the movies,
okay.
Right? So whenever I go to the movies, I think it also can all represent every time, the meaning of every time.
Okay, 所以呢 Tiffany 呢则是会用这个 whenever 这个字。 Whenever 这个字呢它一样是表示不论何时哦，不论何时，所以呢也就是每当每一次的意思了。那呢它跟 each time 或是 every time 的用法一样，我们一样是在 whenever 后面加上第一个子句，逗号后面再加上另外一个子句了。我们举例要看一下 Whenever Joseph needs advice, he always asks his best friend Mike. OK, 每当 Joseph 需要建议的时候呢，他总是会来问他的好朋友 Mike. OK, 所以呢每当我们一样可以用 whenever. OK, 那我们继续看到了我们句子的后半，刚刚已经说了每当我去看电影时，每当我们去看电影时，我们可以讲说 Every time I go to the movies, 或是呢 Each time I go to the movies, 或是呢你刚刚用 whenever, whenever I go to the moviesOK, 那后半呢我们会说什么呢，我都会选择看喜剧而不是悲剧。我都会选择，选择呢你可能知道这个动词 choose.
Right, what else can we say?
OK, 除了呢 I will choose 之外呢，我们还可以讲什么呢，我们可以讲说呢
Pick.
Pick, yes, 你也可以呢说选择哦。那呢这边补充一下呢，我们在讲说呢我会选择看喜剧而不是悲剧哦。当你选择 A 而不是 B 的时候，这个时候我们要注意到呢，我们必须用一个介系词连接哦。我们呢会说 I choose a comedy over a tragedy. OK, 注意到呢我们是 choose A over B。 在这边呢，我们用这个 over 呢， over 就表示了超过或是胜过，因为呢，假如说我们用 over 的话，它是表示当做一个介系词，它是表示在上面的，在上空，所以呢，在这边呢，它就表示超过或是胜过。那呢，我们注意到呢， choose 有另外一个用法了。他说呢， choose A from B。 from 呢，就是从哪里嘛，对不对？例如呢， I'm from Taiwan， 我是从台湾来的。所以呢，这个句子 choose A from B 就表示呢，从 B 当中呢来选择 A， 就跟我们呢刚刚讲的这个 choose A over B 是不同的意思哦。
And another way to say this, instead of saying choose A over B, we can say I prefer A to B. So, yeah, and you can also say I prefer comedies to tragedies, or I like A better than B. I like comedies better than tragedies. There's another fun phrase I like to use. I say my cup of tea. It means that it's something that you like. So comedies are my cup of tea. Okay, but we can say tragedies are not my cup of tea. It's something that we do not like.
Okay, 所以呢，我们现在知道怎么说呢，你喜欢 A 胜过 B 了。
Alright, so let's take a look at our second sentence. So it's not that bad, right?
Yeah, it's not that bad. It's getting better.
Yeah, so it takes some time. I think if we understand it, it's okay. Let's take a look at the second sentence. In Chinese, it says...
Okay, 大笑不但让我们的肌肉放松，而且减轻压力。
Okay, something about laughing and stress.
Yes.
Okay, so I found the subjects. Okay, I actually agree with this sentence. There is a saying in English, laughter is the best medicine. And it means that if we are feeling sad mentally, if we laugh, we will usually feel better. So it's kind of like what this sentence is about, of course we can't use this.
Okay, 好，没有错，大笑呢，刚刚说的 laughter is the best medicine, 笑声呢就是你最好的解药哦。那呢，回到我们今天要翻译这个句子，大笑不但让我们肌肉放松，而且减轻压力。这句话呢是在述说一个事实，一个常态，所以呢我们就要用简单式动词的现在简单式来说明。那在这边呢，因为我们要用大笑来当我们的主词，大笑这个字呢，你可能知道 laugh 呢是一个动词啊，那我们怎么可以当做主词呢？这时候呢，我们就要用到动名词 ving 哦。动名词呢，顾名思义就是名词哦，所以呢，它可以放在主词的位置来代表一件事。那因为它是代表一件事，所以呢，注意到我们要搭配的是单数动词了。例如呢 ，jogging is Neil's favorite hobby. Okay, jogging 是我们 jog 变成 ing jogging. 那呢，我们搭配的动词就是 is. 后面呢，我们就是主词补语来形容 jogging 这件事情。So 大笑呢，不但让我们的肌肉放松，前半部呢，我们就可以说 laughing not only relaxes our muscles.
And so what we see here is the grammar pattern is we can put a verb in the front and then verb ing plus a be verb.Or an adjective and then a noun. So shopping is fun, or exercising is good for your health.
Okay, 好，那呢，我们刚看到呢，前面我们说不但怎样，而且怎样了。那呢，我们因为呢，刚刚已经看到前半部 laughing not only, 所以呢，就可以注意到我们这边呢要讲的就是 not only but also 的这个句型呢，它呢就是。不但怎样，而且怎么样哦？那注意到呢，它是一个对等的连接词。我们说 not only A but also B， OK？ 注意到呢，既然是对等的，那 A 跟 B 呢就必须是同一个词性或是两个结构对等的片语或子句咯。OK， 例如呢，我们这边说 laughing not only relaxes our muscles， 那呢你后面就知道 but also 后面要加一样是这个第三人称单数的动词的一个子句咯。那除了 not only but also 之外呢，你也可以讲说 as well as。 as well as 这个片语呢，它呢一样是一个连接词的句型，表示也或者是而且怎么样。所以呢，我们句子可以改写为 laughing relaxes our muscles as well as relieves stress。 OK， 好，那我们呢马上看到我们后面 part B 的部分咯。根据一项调查，超过一半的15-29岁的台湾人找工作有困难。
Okay. Yeah. We started at looking at some sentences. We are doing the same thing here. So it says that it has something to do with the job industry, right, in Taiwan. And it has something to do with people getting jobs in Taiwan. So let's take a look.
好的，马上呢来看到我们这个句子哦。它前面呢说根据一项调查，根据一项调查，根据我们会怎么讲呢？我们可以说呢 according to according to one survey. Survey 呢就是调查的意思。OK, 这个句子呢它是说明了目前存在的一项调查结果，所以表示是一个事实了。所以呢我们一样是用现在简单式。那根据呢我们就可以用刚刚讲到的 according to 这个介系词片语。那后面呢我们可以直接加上名词哦，表示这个资讯的来源。
So instead of saying according to, you can also use based on.
Okay.
So based on one survey, or you can also try as a result of. So as a result of the survey, of course, you tell us your results or you tell us what happens. So we can also say based on one survey, and then later we'll figure out how to translate the other part.
OK, 所以呢除了 according to 之外呢我们可以讲 based on, based on 呢 base 就是基地的意思咯，所以 based on 就表示呢以什么为基础，就是以这个调查为基础，所以跟 according to 是一样的意思。那呢另外我们也可以讲 as a result of 这个调查的结果，根据这个调查的结果，所以呢跟我们 according to 是一样的意思咯。那注意到呢 according to 的这个 to 呢它不是一个不定词咯，所以呢注意到如果我们后面要加上动词，记得呢要变成 ving, 因为在这边呢它是一个介系
Okay, so let's take a look at the second part of the sentence.
Okay, 超过一半的15到29岁的台湾人对找工作有困难。Okay, 这个真的是我们句子的第二半部。
Actually, those are some pretty bad numbers, I have to say. It is quite difficult finding a job in Taiwan, and the pay is sometimes really low. So that's why I think we have two groups of people here.
Okay.
We have 草莓族.
草莓族, yes.
In English, there's not really a proper translation for it, but we can say they're the strawberry generation.
Strawberry generation.
Yeah, and you will have to explain this to someone. You will have to tell a foreigner or an English speaker.That the strawberry generation is talking about the younger generation. They're usually between ages 18 to 24. Okay. You know, they look quite stylish and trendy, but they're unable to bear really hard work. Like, they can't really work through difficult times. And they often feel tired or they get hurt. And they get hurt easily like a strawberry.
Okay, that's what strawberry generation is.
Yeah, and then I think there's also another one as well called 月光族. But it's not called moonlight generation. We can easily say this in English as a person who lives paycheck to paycheck. So you use up all your money, your salary, and then the next time you have to wait for your next paycheck, and then you use that all up. So I think these are two ways that we can describe the generations or the people looking for jobs now.
Okay, 所以呢我们台湾人目前面临我们年轻时代呢就是所谓草莓族跟月光族。但注意到呢我们当跟外国人讲的时候，你讲说 strawberry generation 或是 moonlight generation, 注意到呢我们要清楚的跟人家解释，因为在国外并没有这样的用法。好的，回到我们的句子呢，我们说呢对找工作有困难了。我们对找工作有困难呢，首先我们看到名词 difficulty 呢就表示是困难哦，它也就是形容词 difficult 的名词。那句子这个句子里面呢，要表示做什么事情有困难，我们可以用句型 have difficulty 后面呢加上 ving 或者是呢 with 什么东西。例如呢，我们可以说 have difficulty finding a job。OK， 我们在后面加上 ving， 或是呢 have difficulty with。With finding their jobs.
Okay. Yeah, like my homework or
my
project.
Yeah, with your homework. Yes, yes, yes. 你呢，对于做后面这件事情呢，有困难。那一样的句型呢，你可以用在做什么事情有麻烦呢，有问题。你可以说呢，比方说 have trouble， 后面呢，一样是加上 ving 或 with 加上名词，或者你可以说 have problems。例如呢 ，I have trouble going there by metro. Okay, 我搭捷运去呢，很麻烦。或者是呢 I have problems with my project. 哎，我的专案呢，出现了一点问题喽。
So when you're going through difficulties, it just means you're going through a very hard time. So you can say, I'm having a rough time, or I find it hard to make ends meet. Now, when you make ends meet, it just means to have enough money to take care of yourself.
OK, 好的，所以呢我们看到呢这个句子后面他讲说呢，因为这个状况劳动部已经规划了各式各样的活动来帮助人们找工作，这个是我们的第二题了。好，先跟你讲呢，劳动部我们英文呢说 The Ministry of Labor, OK, The Ministry of Labor 已经规划了各式各样的活动来帮助人们找工作。那前面呢我们说因为这个状况， OK, 这个状况呢我们可以说 This situation, 那呢今天的重点呢就要跟大家来介绍一下因为怎么讲了，在这边呢我们可以讲 due to。OK, 因为这个状况。你呢可能比较熟悉有使用连接词的用法，你可能会讲呢比方说 because。 OK, 后面加上一个子句，或是 since 后面加上一个子句，这些都是因为哦。但是呢，因为是连接词呢，注意到我们刚刚讲后面必须接上完整的子句。但是呢，因为这个状况呢已经讲得很清楚了，如果我们后面还要接一个完整子句，就显得太多。所以呢，在这边翻译呢，我们选用了介系词片语 due to。OK, 我们呢就可以直接讲说 due to this situation, 因为这个状况。OK, so what else can we use?
We can also use because of.Something, this thing happened. So it's like a cause and effect. So because of the rain, our picnic was canceled.
Okay.
Okay, or you could say thanks to a kind gentleman, we made enough money for the fundraiser.
Okay, 这些呢都是可以表示因为 because of, 或是 thanks to, 或是我们今天讲的 due to. 那呢回到我们的句子，他说呢劳动部已经规划了各式各样的活动来帮助人们找工作。The Ministry of Labor has organized a variety of activities to help people find jobs.
Right, so when you're looking for a job, you can say you're job searching. Or you can say I'm looking for a job.You can also say job hunting as well. Now, I know variety of, there's many different ways to say that as
yes.
well. Yeah, what can we
okay.
say?
Okay, 我们呢看到呢 a variety of, 它呢就表示各式各样的。我们看到 variety 这个字呢就是表示种类或是多样化的。所以呢我们说 a variety of 就是表示各式各样的。那呢我们可以在 variety 前面呢加上一些形容词，例如呢 large 或是 great, 来呢强调这个多样性呢有非常非常多样了。我们呢可以说，比方说 a large variety of 什么东西 a large variety of food 没有错，很多很多种类的食物，或者是呢我们可以说比方说 a great variety of insects、OK, 你有呢很多很多不同种类的昆虫，我们可以呢把形容词加在这个位置。
Right, and instead of a variety of, you can also say numerous, lots、okay. of, all kinds, various. These all mean the same thing, so you can replace that in the sentence as well.
Okay.
All right, so this is the end of our translation sentences. Now, let's take a quick break and let's take a look at part C where we look at an actual paragraph.Okay, let's take a look at this article. The article first starts with saying, few hotels attempt to attract visitors with slogans such as, the worst view of any hotel in the world.、Mm. Now, a slogan is basically a saying that the company uses, and、people can think about their brand. So, Nike, we have Just Do It.
Okay.、
McDonald's has I'm Loving It.So these are called slogans.
Okay, slogan 呢就是口号。那呢，我们这个文章的第一句呢，就讲说，很少饭店呢会用全世界景观最差的饭店这样的标语，标语就是 slogan 来试图吸引游客。
Where is this? The article says, however, this is precisely what the walled-off hotel in Bethlehem, Palestine is doing.
Okay.OK, 然而呢这个呢正是位于巴勒斯坦伯利恒的这个围墙饭店正在做的事情，它呢就叫做 walled off, 就是呢围墙饭店。
Next, the article says, the hotel, located just meters from Israel's controversial border wall、with the Palestinian territories of the West Bank, is owned by famed British graffiti artist Banksy.
Okay.
So have you heard about this artist before?
Yes.
Yeah, so yeah.、as we know, why it's controversial is because Israel and Palestine, they're kind of fighting against each、other over land. So that's why there's a controversial border wall. That means a lot of people notice this and a lot of people are talking about it. Now, Banksy is just a really famous、graffiti artist. And okay.A lot of his work、has something to do with politics and about、
yes.
society. So his、yes. works send a message. And that's why many people like it. And also at the same time, why some governments or some, you know, government、officials or、
so、
countries, they don't, yeah, they're not so fond of him.
Okay, 所以呢这家外饭店的位置呢距离以色列和巴勒斯坦领土西岸地区的这个非常具有争议性的边境围墙、哦、我们说争议性的 controversial, 因为呢他们两国正在这个、交战当中。那呢这个饭店呢距离这个围墙呢只有几公尺，那它是呢被这个英国的涂鸦艺术家 Banksy, 也就是班克西所有。
Okay, next it says, replicas of his protest artwork, as well as some original pieces, are found inside the hotel. So it's pretty cool. If you are a fan of Banksy, you can see his artwork、
yes.
in this hotel.
OK, 这个饭店里面呢你可以看到呢它关于这个反抗的艺术作品的复制品以及一些原作。那呢复制品我们就说 replica,OK,、okay, 这个就是复制品的意思。
Right. Now, this is the sentence you guys have to translate. In English, we can read it first. It says, all the pieces have something to do with the two countries' conflict, one of which shows soldiers hitting each other with pillows. Okay, so has something to do with or have something to do with is, it means that it is in regards to, it's related to this. Mm-hmm. So, all of the artwork has something to do, is related to the artwork about Israel and Palestine.
OK, 好，这个句子呢就是呢我们这篇的翻译题哦。不过刚刚 Tiffany 已经把答案讲出来，我们再看一下。我们呢再看一下它原本的中文，他说呢所有的作品啊，也就是说呢我们在这个饭店里看到的作品都和两个国家的冲突有关，其中一件作品呢呈现士兵用枕头互殴。 OK， 刚刚呢 Tiffany 有解释了，我们在讲 A 和 B 有关，我们呢就可以课文里面呢我们就标准答案的用法是说 A have something to do with B。 OK 呢就是说 A 和 B 呢很有关系，这个 something 呢你可以换成 much 或是 a lot 也可以哦。那你当然也可以用其他动词的方式，比方说呢 A is related to B， 或者是呢 A is associated with B， 或者是呢 A is connected with B， 这些呢都是一样哦，表示说 A 跟 B 呢有关系。那么后面呢他说呢其中一件作品，这边呢注意到我们就用 one of which， OK， one of 也就是呢我们后面接上一个群体，表示这个群体之中的之一。那 one of which， which 呢这边呢它是一个代名词，代替了这些呢，也就是我们在说所有作品哦，也就是我们这个饭店里面所有的作品，我们在这边呢用 which 来把它替代了。
Okay, so we see that in this sentence, it's basically saying that the soldiers are not fighting each other with guns. They're actually fighting each other with pillows. So it's like a pillow fight. And I think this is kind of representative of Banksy's artwork as well.
Yeah.
So he does a lot of like things that make you think what the deeper message is. Okay, so let's continue reading. The article says, the hotel includes a dormitory for backpackers, mm-hmm. as well as a presidential suite. Okay, so a dormitory, I guess it's like a backpacking hotel.
Okay.
Like a hostel. So a dormitory, it's usually a place for students to live at in school. And that means you kind of share a room with other people. Mm-hmm. So this hotel has a dormitory, so I'm guessing maybe 4 people or 6 people share one room together.
Yes, yes.
Now, these people can be strangers, they can be your friends, but that's just usually how a hostel works. But if you don't want to share a room, of course you can get the presidential suite, which
fancy.
Is probably the best room in the hotel. It's like you said, it's very, very fancy.
OK, 所以呢他说这家饭店里面呢有一间呢是提供给背包客的宿舍。OK, 我们说 dormitory, 也就是呢这个 hostel, 好像背包客栈一样。那呢他也有怎么样呢，也有一间总统套房哦。所以呢如果各种选择你想要这边都有。
Okay, let's continue reading. It says, however, all of the windows look out on the Israeli border wall. Oh, okay, that's actually quite controversial. Mm. However, here just means but all of the windows look out on the Israeli border wall. Because remember, it's probably stuck in the middle, and basically they show you the border wall of Palestine and Israel. But you mostly see the Israeli border. And I guess he just wants people to...
Yeah.
open their eyes and see what is reality like.
Yeah, it must have something to do with his political...
Yeah, his political views, of
yes,
course.
Yes,
and
yes.
He wants to make a difference.
Okay, 所以呢这个句子呢就是说所有的窗户呢看出去都是以色列的边境围墙，跟你平常看到那些是山是水啊不一样啊，这边呢看到就只有这个边境围墙。
Okay, so I believe next one, we also have a translation sentence. Maybe
okay. This
time I won't spoil it.
好，马上呢先看一下中文了，这边翻译题。他说，当说到价格，房间每晚从$30到965不等。
Okay, so in English, we can say, when it comes to prices, the rooms range from $30 USD to $965 a night.
Okay.
Wow. So it starts off with when it comes to. When it comes to means it's a time for something. So when we talk about the prices, it's a time for when we talk about prices. That's kind of what it means right here.
OK, 所以呢我们看到当说到价格我们可以说 when it comes to prices, when it comes to, 后面呢加上名词呢这个就表示呢当说到什么主题的时候。那呢一样的意思你可以讲说 speaking of 呢后面一样加上名词或是 ving, 就表示呢当说到这件事情的时候。那我们后面我们在这边用的 range from, OK, 一个价钱 to 另外一个价钱 OK, 那你可以看到 from something to something 就表示从什么到什么，这个没有问题。那 range 这个字呢，它呢就表示一个这个范围了，所以呢这边的句子呢就表示说这个房间呢它的价格呢是从30元到960元不等，我们呢可以这样子来做翻译。
That's right. So range from, it means that it just shows how little or big something is. So maybe from the lowest amount to the highest amount. So we can say the lowest amount is $30, but the highest can be up to $965 a night. Okay. Let's continue reading. The article says, despite this, the rooms were fully booked from when the hotel opened in April all the way into June.Wow, so the moment the hotel opened, everyone immediately booked their rooms and they immediately went to this place.
OK, 尽管如此，这些房间从四月饭店开幕时呢，一直到六月都已经被订满了。OK, 那我们前面这边看到这个，他说呢 despite this 就是尽管如此哦。这边呢，同学们也可以把这个片语学起来。
And then lastly, the article finishes off with saying, hundreds more people have visited to seeBanksy's art. So it's not just people who go there to stay at the hotel, but they also go there to have a chance to look at his artworks, because it's not very easy to find sometimes.
No. OK, 最后句呢他就说更有数百人前来参观班克西的艺术作品。
All right, so let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.Well, it wasn't that too bad, right?
No. Yeah. Actually, we're getting better.
Yeah, exactly. So I think, I don't think that you should look at things and be like, oh, no, I hate it. I think you should just take your time, look at things slowly. And of course, we're always here to practice with you. But that's all the time that we have for today. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Sam.
It's always good to see you. See you guys next time.
Bye.